Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is April 20th, Monday, 2020, day 111. Today's topic, don't let COVID-19 kills the relationship of you and your spouse. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 56 verses 9 to 13, Joshua chapter 19 verse 1 to chapter 20 verse 9, Luke chapter 19 verses 28 to 48, Proverbs 13 verses 12 to 14. Today's main passages, Joshua chapter 20, verses 1 to 4, and then chapter 21, verses 13, and then verses 20 to 21, and verse 38. Then the Lord said to Joshua, tell the Israelites to designate the cities of refuge, as I instructed you through Moses, so that everyone who kills a person accidentally and unintentionally may flee there and find protection from the avenger of blood. When they flee to one of these cities, they are to stand in the entrance of the city gates and state their case before the elders of that city. Then the elders are to admit the fugitive into their city and provide a place to live among them. So to the descendants of Aaron, the priests, they gave Hebron, a city of refuge for one accused of murder. Verse 20, the rest of the Kohathite clans of the Levites were allotted towns from the tribe of Ephraim. In the hill country of Ephraim, they were given Shechem, a city of refuge. For one accused of murder, and Gaza. 38. From the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead, a city of refuge for one accused of murder. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, don't let COVID-19 kill the relationship of you and your spouse. Recently, we have quite a number of brothers and sisters sharing their deep feeling of fear to catch COVID-19, of death, and of the coming of the end of the world. This anxiety makes them to have bad mood and temper, causing arguments and sometimes a kind of intentional and unintentional hurting to each other. I had an example to give thanks to which happened yesterday when some of our people sharing of how they received from the passages of cities of refuge from yesterday's and today's Time with Abba passages. They were being reminded by the Holy Spirit of their sins. One of them shared, I'm confessing my sins because I have bad temper recently and always hurting my spouse. When my spouse wanted to get away to the city of refuge and I chased her and hurt my spouse with my words, I am wrong. because of this frank confession, all eight others admitted that we committed same sin and we all confess our sins. This is so powerful. What Satan wants is to kill the relationship of husbands and wives through COVID-19. May we all wake up and be willing to let the Holy Spirit to shine on us that we can be able to see our sins and repent. That we can sacrifice everything we have to love our spouse. That those who want to chase and kill to repent. And for those who are being chased to forgive and love, that this wicked and cunning plan of Satan will be destroyed. There were six cities of refuge. If you want to know more about cities of refuge, please click the link in my blog today. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to sacrifice everything we have to love our spouse so that this wicked and cunning plan of Satan will be destroyed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what is your action plan to be willing to sacrifice everything you have to love your spouse so that this wicked and cunning plan of Satan will be destroyed? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.